This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion reporting from Rwanda, East Africa. A visitor arriving in downtown Kigali, the capital of Rwanda, is immediately struck by the sheer number of motorcycles that cover the city streets and the absence of any public transportation. An estimated 15,000 green-helmeted motorcycle drivers called moto drivers, all wearing blue vests imprinted with a unique vehicle number and a logo from a local phone company, seem oblivious to any traffic laws. They snake through the traffic, dodging oncoming cars and pedestrians and speeding along even the sidewalks. The drivers are mostly young men seeking a higher salary than the $2 per day average national wage. The men are aggressive as they vie for customers and deliver the passengers quickly so they can seek another fare. Walking through the main surgery ward at the Central Teaching Hospital in Kigali, nearly every bed seems filled with moto drivers, many of whom took a chance expecting to pass a slow-moving car or trying to circumnavigate a truck that had suddenly stopped for a pedestrian. A smaller number of patients were the unlucky passengers on the back of these two-wheeled death taxis. Jacob, a 25-year-old, lays flat on his back. His right leg is fixed inside a metal cage, which is then slightly raised on a cardboard shoebox. Using his sister as a translator, Jacob explains to me that he's scheduled for bone-pinning surgery today, but he reports with disappointment that he's been promised the surgery every single day for the past 6 days. His older sister's bare feet dangle off the hospital bed as she sat on the uncovered plastic mattress that only partially covered the rusty metal bed frame. In broken English, she explained that her brother wants to learn English and wants to attend school, but he needs to raise money for his school fees. For 5 years, his taxi was a heavy, one-speed, steel-framed bicycle with a welded seat above the back tire, on top of which sat a red plastic cushion. His bike trips were short, the pedaling was hard given the hills in Rwanda, and his income was small. Still, he was eventually able to purchase a used motorcycle, which tripled his income. The men on either side of him in the hospital had recent amputations, all also the result of orthopedic injuries from moto accidents. They told of similar stories of how their moto was to be their path out of rural living and poverty. But for each one, their lives would now be profoundly different as they needed to deal with a significant disability. From East Africa, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes reporting with a second opinion.